USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden's traveling to Japan to participate in a G7 summit as urgent negotiations over raising the debt ceiling are being held in Washington. On Wednesday, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's going to continue to push for stricter work requirements for federal benefits in any debt ceiling bill in Congress.
He wants to borrow more money from China to pay an able-bodied person who has no dependents, not even to look for a job.
The top Democrat in the Senate this week said McCarthy agreed to push for a bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling. House Democrats now pinning hopes on a long-shot effort to force a vote on the debt ceiling without the House Speaker's say-so. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries Wednesday urged his colleagues to sign what's called a discharge petition. Democrats would need all of their members plus five Republicans in order to pass it. An appeals court appears likely to restrict access to a key abortion pill. The Justice Department argued in front of a New Orleans federal court Wednesday to allow greater access to the pill after a Texas judge restricted access to mifepristone months ago.
An unjustified attack on FDA's scientific expertise.
The lawsuit now before the Fifth Circuit, which has favored conservative arguments in the past. We could be in for some power problems this summer.
The North American Electric Reliability Corporation released a report that says the vast majority of the U.S. power grid may face elevated power outage risks this summer during bad weather. The report's authors, however, stress this is not a prediction, and if the weather is fine, the power grid will be too.
Correspondent John Schaefer. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is condemning an attack by unknown assailants on a U.S. convoy in Nigeria. The attack left four people dead Tuesday, including two U.S. consulate employees. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by five clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Every administration since the 80s has mismanaged classified documents. That's according to National Archives and Records Administration officials who spoke to a congressional committee behind closed doors in March. Mark Bradley, who directs the National Archives Information Security Oversight Office, said he's received more than 80 calls from libraries finding classified information in papers belonging to members of Congress. Another swipe at diversity, equity, and inclusion, this time in the Ohio State Senate.
With 21 yeas and 10 nays, the bill is passed and entitled.
The bill would ban faculty strikes, restrict mandatory diversity training, and would penalize professors who do not create classrooms free from bias. The bill now heads to the Ohio House. There are now differing versions of what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle say was a near-catastrophic car chase for 2 hours with paparazzi in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams said he finds it hard to believe the pursuit lasted for 2 whole hours, but added even a 10-minute chase is too long. The New York City cab driver, who claims to have picked up Harry and Meghan, said he was flagged down by their security team.
I was just crossing on 67 going cross town, and I see a security guy ask me if I want a fare. And I said, of course. And then next thing you pull over, and next minute you know, they're jumping back into my cab.
That's Sonny, by the way. He says he takes a lot of celebrities around town. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.